Locker room chats here continuing tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Brian Ebert joining us, Frankfort girls basketball coach. Appreciate Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System for making our locker room chats possible each and every week. Coach, I know it's been a tough grind this year, and obviously injuries have played a part of it. A lot of rotation changes and just getting different girls involved throughout the course of the year. You know, you play a game on Friday against Washington County, and it's a one-point game, but the Tigers win it 48-47. Let's start there, just kind of a few key takeaways from the game on Friday.
Well, you know, I thought our girls really came out and played well. You know, Hall and Shirley really shot the ball well for us from the outside. We were able to kind of slow them down, able to break their pressure like we didn't do very good the first time we played them. So I thought we did a really good job. We had a chance to win it, you know, had the lead and just didn't execute like we needed to down the stretch. But, you know, I'm happy that, you know, we're in the game there and able to have a chance to win that.
Yeah, I know that's kind of what we've talked about over the course of the last few weeks, just kind of making those improvements and just hoping to get some girls back maybe down the latter portion of the year. And, you know, you saw an Onega team, you know, at the end of the TVL tournament, you know, and that was an 8-point game. And then you see them again at home on Tuesday night this week, and that's a 10-point game, but the Buffaloes get the win. You know, maybe what was different this time around, maybe compared to that first matchup just less than 2 weeks ago?
Well, we got Tessa Parthimer back. That definitely helped us last night against them. You know, they hit some shots, that maybe we're not used to seeing them hit. Good credit to them. They were able to hit some big shots. And, you know, I think, once again, I think we're improving. Pressure does not bother us as much. Still have some turnovers that probably we need to not allow, as much. But, you know, our girls, we're trying to fight through some sickness too. We're just trying to plug along and try to improve. And that's the big thing I try to express to them in practice is, you know, you only have one senior, so everybody else is coming back. Let's try to make improvements so next year, you know, you can hit the ground running and you have that experience and you can build on that from this year. Maybe things aren't going like you wanted it to this year, but build on it for next year.
Yeah, and you still got a few weeks here in the regular season to get some things right, maybe before the postseason. And, you know, you get another crack at Blue Valley coming up on Friday. This will be on the road. You saw them again, or you saw them, you know, back in the TVL tournament as well. The Rams were able to get the win there. So not long ago, you saw this team. What adjustments are you looking to make this time around when you go to their place on Friday night?
Well, the big thing is hopefully we can shoot the ball a little bit better. Slow them down. They definitely like to transition and just drive hard to the basket. And then handle their pressure. We didn't do a very good job handling their pressure the first time. But, you know, just go compete. You know, sometimes you worry about kids maybe, you know, over the season and, you know, just letting up. But hopefully we can continue to compete. Because, you know, every night people are going to bring their best. So you got to try to match it. So that's a big thing we're trying to do is make sure that we're staying competitive and maybe basically not give up. And I don't think that'll happen with the girls, and I'm going to sure try to push them through it. You know, even when things aren't going good, you still got to fight like crazy, and that's what we're trying to do.
There it is. Frankfort girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us. Always appreciate the time. Coming off the loss to Onega on Tuesday, they'll be on the road at Blue Valley coming up on Friday night this week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.